Gordon Keith here at the United Center, and look who I ran into.
Hi, how's it going there, Gardo?
Oh, it's Harry Carey. This is amazing. I didn't expect to see you at a Blackhawks game.
Why is that? Because you don't think I'm a hockey fan?
Nope, because you died like 10 years ago.
just a technicality, Gordo.
That doesn't seem like too much of a technicality. Seems like the end.
I'm not a big hockey fan. I'm just here for the cold beer.
Oh, you like the cold beer.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I didn't think you were a big hockey fan.
Now, although I did enjoy the Stars run to the Cup in 99.
Did you know any of those guys?
Yeah, I was a big fan of Darian Hatcher.
You were?
Yeah.
I figured you'd be a fan of Eddie Belfour. You have similar drinking habits.
Yeah, you remember that song about Eddie Belfour? A Dallas Star got arrested. What the hell for?
Belfour? We don't need you to sing that. So, being at the Blackhawks game, are you becoming, watching them battle the Stars here, are you becoming a fan of hockey?
Yeah, I'm a fan of hockey. I mean, after all, they're all white.
God. That's kind of offensive, Harry.
What? The Stars are in there all white. That's a classic look.
Oh, you're talking about their costumes.
Yeah, the costumes. Also known as sweaters or uniforms.
Yeah. What?
Huh?
Sweaters and what?
Uniforms.
Now, I know we're about to leave Chicago. Was there some place that we really should have eaten while we were here?
Gardo, you know, there's so many great places in Chicago. I guess you could say the food is to die for. And, you know, come to think of it, I did take a head-first dive into a plate of spaghetti on my last breath on Earth.
That's right, I forgot about that. That's how you died.
Yeah, and that, let's not focus on that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we won't. We'll focus on that.
You know what happens if you roll some pennies and put them between your butt cheeks?
No, I don't.
Hell, I don't either. Go Blackhawks!
Okay. All right, thanks, Harry.
All right, see you, Gardo.
Okay. There you go.
I should waste everybody's time with that.
Because Derek Holland.
Because it's exclusive. Yeah, that was something that Harry said to me off mic.
He said, hey, if you see that MF for Derek Holland, tell him to shut the hell up.
Now, Giorgio, you wronged me. I'm going to pull back the curtain here a little bit. That wasn't the real fake dead Harry Carey. That was, yeah, that was George doing a voice.
Oh man, don't expose that.
Well, I wanted Giorgio to do a bit with me, and he refused to do the second idea I had for fake Harry Carey. I wanted dueling Harry Careys to interview one of the Dallas Stars after
what
the game.
Are you beating?
That would
you
be
guys
awesome.
Don't know who Harry Carey is.
Hey, you got the two Harry Carey's with one of the Dallas Stars. You guys won, did you? I think my brother has a question, too.
No, don't either.
Yeah, come on, ask the question.
Nah, I'm not going to ask him a question.
Ask the question that you wanted
to ask. I think this is a dumb idea to have dueling Harry Carey's.
Let's talk hockey.
No.
Doesn't that wear you out?
It would have been
great. It would have been interesting to see a player react to that. If they would have had even time for a reaction. The dueling Harry Carey seemed to monopolize the airtime.
Hey, pass me a Budweiser while you ask
pass
a question.
Me a Budweiser, too. Not
hey,
a Budweiser.
When you're in your hockey gear, you have a fart. What's that smell like? Darn, does it smell like normal humans?
It would have been great.
Okay, maybe we should have done it.
All right. Well, so next professional sporting games that we
let me draw back the curtain again.
Uh-oh. What are you doing?
No, this is what Gordo does. He loves to get really obscure characters that I did like 10 years ago and try to revive them just to leave me out on that branch like Harry,
no, they're
Jimmy.
Funny. They're funny characters. And Derek Holland is single-handedly keeping fake Harry Carey relevant. So we can do